At issue for what reopens, where and when, is the number of hospitalizations in the area and the impact the coronavirus is having on first responders. Robinson says they're watching that and basing decisions on the city's color indicator, green, yellow, and red.
As long as we are in green, we are going to continue to find ways to open up the economy. I realize there is a divide that is happening in our community, in our country, in our state at this particular time, and I don't think there should be a divide. I think leadership that works together to put a respectable, reasonable way to work it has become something that we all should get in touch with.
Speaking on Facebook from his office at City Hall on Thursday, the mayor said while incorporating the state plan from Governor Ron DeSantis, Pensacola is focusing on more local issues, such as recreation.
We'll be opening up the tennis facility at Roger Scott, and we'll be putting nets back up on tennis facilities throughout the city limits. On hard courts, we will be going to every other court because we want to disperse and give space to players. On the soft courts that are self-contained, we are going to allow courts to play next to each other.
For the Hoopsters, the basketball goals are going back up, and participants are being asked to keep it to groups of 10 people or fewer. The courts will be monitored to ensure compliance.
Your ability to comply responsibly with what we're asking you to do is what is going to allow us to continue to keep doing those things. So we ask you, whatever parts of recreation you're using at the city of Pensacola, that you use it responsibly so that we can continue to offer those amenities.
Playgrounds are also reopening, and Robinson reminds parents they need to bring their own disinfectant if their kids want to play on the equipment. But he added that there's been no uptick in COVID-19 cases among children.
Kids, one way or another, out of school, are getting together. They share bike equipment, play equipment, a variety of things that they end up doing. And after all this, over the last 6 weeks, we have not seen a tremendous impact in children.
Prior to the mayor's Facebook appearance, Governor DeSantis announced that business reopenings across Florida will begin on Monday rather than the original Friday start time.
But on May 4th, there will be the opportunity for restaurants to come open and have outdoor seating and have 25% indoor seating. They're going to ask that you space the tables appropriately, that you keep them 6 feet distance.
Also beginning Monday, retail stores will be allowed 25% of indoor capacity.
Your larger box stores are going to be more of an issue. Your smaller retail, we're going to be asking people to make sure that there's less than 10 people that they're working with, and if somebody's in there, that we give time. We may have to stand outside and wait to come into a store, but the point is we're going to be looking to figure out how to do it.
Businesses in downtown Pensacola will be able to expand their outdoor presence. Personal services, hair and nail salons among them, remain in limbo until the state makes the call. Another exception to the reopening plan for now are large venues such as Bayfront Stadium, Pensacola Bay Center, and the Sanger Theater. Robinson sides with the governor in saying he does not see that happening just yet.
Minor league baseball has continued to close itself. So, you know, at this point, I don't see anything that's pressing us. We'd love to get the Sanger back open, but we totally understand. I mean, we're not going to open it as long as it's not safe to bring that number of people inside.
Many are asking when those and other venues will reopen. The mayor says that remains to be seen, but adds it's up to residents and their behavior.
If we do the things we're supposed to do, if we are find ways to be compliant, we'll be far more aggressive in that approach, and we will see things open up faster. If we don't do things the right way and we relapse and we have other problems, it could be a long time before we open.
More information on the mayor's reopening plan can be found at cityofpensacola.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.